This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Afghanistan's Taliban confirmed today that their senior delegates met in neighboring Iran with self-exiled key Afghan opposition leaders to urge them to end resistance to the Islamist group's nascent rule and assure them of security if they return home. Taliban acting foreign minister Amir Khan Muttaqi led his team in the meeting with Ahmad Massoud, who heads what is known as the National Resistance Front, and Ismail Khan, a former Afghan minister and provincial governor. Taliban spokesman Bilal Karimi, while sharing details of the first known direct interaction between the rival sides in Tehran, said that Muttaqi renewed Taliban's assurances that it is striving to ensure a secure future for all Afghans, to leave no reason for any resistance. Muttaqi himself confirmed the meeting in video remarks Taliban officials later released at the conclusion of his two-day bilateral meetings with Iranian officials. The Taliban are under pressure from neighboring countries and the global community at large to promote national political reconciliation and form an inclusive government that respects human rights of all Afghans before the world considers granting legitimacy to rule in Kabul. Officials in Afghanistan said Monday at least 9 young students were killed and 4 wounded when an explosive remnant of war accidentally detonated outside of a school in eastern Nangarhar province. The provincial governor's office said in a statement that the incident in Lalpur district occurred when an old mortar shell in possession of a corn seller exploded as he tried to remove the dust off of it. He was also believed to be among the dead. International studies have consistently ranked Afghanistan as one of the most landmine and unexploded ordnance impacted countries in the world. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said today he will not allow governments allied with Moscow to be toppled in so-called, quote, color revolutions. Now, that's a reference to the series of popular uprisings that have shaken former Soviet republics. We will not allow the boat to be rocked, Putin said during an online meeting with leaders of a Russian-led collective security alliance. Putin blamed last week's violent unrest in Kazakhstan on destructive internal and external forces. He added, quote, of course, we understand the events in Kazakhstan are not the first and far from the last attempt to interfere in the internal affairs of our states. Now, Kazakhstan President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev issued a shoot-to-kill order, enabling security forces to open fire on protesters without warning. The demonstrations, prompted by a fuel price increase, morphed into a broader protest over the country's authoritarian rule. Senior U.S. and Russian officials have launched special talks aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine, part of a flurry of diplomatic activity in Europe this week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and his delegation arrived under Swiss police escort at the U.S. diplomatic mission in Geneva for face-to-face talks with Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State, and her team. The meeting is part of the Strategic Security Dialogue talks on arms control and other broad issues, such as Ukraine, launched by Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin during a June summit in the Swiss city. No major breakthrough was immediately in sight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Forces loyal to Yemen's internationally recognized government have reclaimed large swaths of territory from the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels amid intensified fighting. Fighters from the Giants Brigade's militia, backed by the Saudi-led coalition, were seen in the center of Aliya City on Saturday after pushing into the southern province of Shabwa. The Georgia prosecutor, who's looking into possible attempts by Donald Trump and others to influence the 2020 election, said a decision on whether to bring charges would come as early as the first half of the year. The investigation by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis became public in February when she sent letters to top elected officials in the state instructing them to preserve any records related to the general election.
Cases like other cases, get the facts, get the law, be very methodical, very patient, and in some extent, fictional.
We'll have more on that report later on today. Willis said she's not imposed deadlines on her staff and has urged them to be thorough in their examination. Via remote, Joe Powell.